Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in today. This is Dr. Youngblood. We're delighted to have you on board with another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues. As we face the issues day by day on this network of stations, we invite you to join in the dialogue and the discussion. You can do that by dialing 401-1413, 904-401-1413. I shall give you that number during the course of the broadcast two or three additional times to remind you that you can jump in anytime, any place on this broadcast with your insight and your questions or your comments relative to the particular broadcast, and especially on today's broadcast. As we face the issues, ladies and gentlemen, we are facing it based on a biblical worldview. Biblical worldview simply means that what the Bible says is the final authority. It's not based on denominational dogma. It's not based on philosophical or ideological thoughts and processes. It's based on what does the Word of God say. Jesus said to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." And then Jesus made a very profound statement in John 17, 17, when he said, "Thy word is truth." So, ladies and gentlemen, it is the truth of the Word of God that ought to be our compass, ought to be the light unto our feet and the lamp unto our pathway. The Word of God should be that which guides and directs our thoughts and our attitude toward issues as we're faced with them. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about an issue today that is my prayer that you'll hear and hear well. We're talking about the subject today, no place to hide. No place to hide. It might take you a few minutes into the monologue to get the point of where we're going with that statement. No place to hide. But let me ask a few very pertinent questions. What will you do in the coming days of the Antichrist and his world domination? What about those who are not saved and are not caught up in the rapture? They will face the tribulation of 7 years under the domination, the rulership, and the control of the Antichrist. Ladies and gentlemen, the next prophetic event on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church, the sudden snatching away, the sudden seizure, the sudden removal of every child of God, every born-again person, every Christian, and it could happen at any moment. There are not any signs in the Bible that must be fulfilled before the rapture of the church. Let me say that again. There's not a single sign yet to be fulfilled according to the written, revealed, inspired, and infallible, inerrant Word of God before the rapture of the church. It could take place at any moment. And the classic text in the Bible in relationship to the rapture of the church, and by the way, I understand some of you listening may disagree. Some of you listening may say there's no such thing as the rapture of the church. I challenge you to let's discuss it. Tell me why you think there's not. Tell me what you think we're talking about when we say the rapture. The rapture of the church, the word rapture is not in the scripture. It is the word rapturus. It's the Latin form of the sudden snatching away, the sudden seizure that is found in the Greek text in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 and 14, where the Apostle Paul said to the believers at Thessalonica, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, and that ye sorrow not, even as those which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just simply put it succinctly in the Youngblood paraphrased vernacular. There's coming a time when the sudden seizure, the snatching away of the bride of Christ, every child of God, every believer, will be snatched out of this old world. It is the fulfillment of this text in 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 13 through 18. It is that time when the Christians will leave this old world. And at that very moment, ladies and gentlemen, immediately following the rapture of the church, the Antichrist will step on the scene and control the whole world. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, in the book of Daniel, Daniel the 11th chapter, verses 36 through 45, gives us perhaps one of the most insightful overviews of the Antichrist and who he is and what he shall do. It gives the character, the characteristics, and the conduct. That linked with the 13th chapter of the book of the Revelation is perhaps one of the most insightful two texts in all the Bible that deals with the Antichrist. In fact, in Daniel, the 11th chapter, verses 36 through 45, and I'll not take time to read those verses for us, but let me just simply excerpt some of the thoughts from it. The characteristics of the Antichrist as found in Daniel 11, he will be spiritually idolatrous. That is, according to the text in Daniel 11, the Antichrist will be Islamic. In fact, he will be a sodomite, homosexual Islamic that will be ruling the whole world. And according to Revelation chapter 13, verse 1, 2, and 3, he will be demonically inspired. He will be satanically controlled. He will be satanically empowered to carry out the task of dominating the whole globe. He will be sexually immoral. The scripture says in Daniel chapter 11, that is, he's a homosexual. He is, the scripture says, he will not be one that will, let me just read this for us. The scripture says here in the 37th verse, he will not regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire women, neither regard any God, and he shall magnify himself above all. Ladies and gentlemen, the scripture is clear about this Antichrist when he steps on the scene. He'll be spiritually idolatrous. He will be sexually immoral. He will be supernaturally influential, that is, demonically inspired and controlled by Satan himself. We'll read in a moment the verses in Revelation 13 where it says, and Satan will give him all of the power. He will blaspheme God, blaspheme the name of God, blaspheme the house of God, blaspheme the people of God, and he will absolutely dominate and rule this whole world. He will be sinfully irrelevant, irreverent. That is, he will destroy the believers. His goal, ladies and gentlemen, the Antichrist, when he steps on the scene, will be to control all of humanity. His goal will be to destroy anything that is Christian, anything that is the church, anything that is Christ-like, anything that bodes of God or godliness on the face of the globe. That is his goal. That is what he'll do. He'll be satanically inspired. He will destroy anything that is in the name of Jesus Christ. The Antichrist will pursue and put to death every human being that will not accept the mark of the beast, as it is called in Revelation chapter 13 and verse 18. In fact, at verse 17 and 18, it says, and no man might buy or sell, save or except he that hath the mark of the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here's wisdom. Let him that understandeth count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666, that is 666. Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm trying to get us to understand today is to recognize the coming Antichrist, and when the Antichrist steps on the scene, there will be no place for a human being to hide. There'll be no place that the Antichrist will not be able to find, discover, and destroy every human being that refuses to bow and bend and worship the Antichrist. The idea behind ladies and gentlemen, the number 666 in the hand or in the head is the mark of identification, the mark of acceptance, the identification with the Antichrist. And every human being that refuses to identify as being a follower of the Antichrist will be destroyed. Ladies and gentlemen, so all of those that are left behind will face the tribulation under the rule of the Antichrist. In fact, in verses 5, 6, and 7 of chapter 13 of the book of the Revelation, "And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemy, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth and blasphemed against God, to blaspheme the name of his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven." Ladies and gentlemen, he will blaspheme the person of God, the place of God, and the people of God. "And it was given unto him to make war with the saints, to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations." May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, the coming of the Antichrist will be immediately following the rapture of the church. Now, why am I concerned about this? Why am I talking about this? Simply because, ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you're listening today and you've never said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. When the rapture of the church takes place, you shall be left behind. But, ladies and gentlemen, listen. During the course of the days of the tribulation, according to Revelation chapter 7, Revelation chapter 14, the world's greatest revival shall take place. Mega millions will say yes to Jesus Christ, predominantly those that are of the Jewish background, those that are Jewish, because the Jewish people are hated of all people on the face of the globe, and the Antichrist will be striving to destroy them. The first 3.5 years, the Antichrist will be striving to destroy all humanity and to control all of the globe. The last 3.5 years, the focus will be on the Jewish people and on the nation of Israel to absolutely annihilate every Jew on the face of the globe. Ladies and gentlemen, it is very clear that this Antichrist, when he comes, except you receive the mark of the Antichrist in the forehead or on the hand, you'll not be able to buy or sell. In fact, the scripture says in the Revelation 13 text, "And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he caused us all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in the right hand or in the forehead, and that no man might be able to sell, save, or accept that he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name." Ladies and gentlemen, today, on a global basis, technological advancements will be used by the Antichrist. Perhaps you say, well, how can the Antichrist control me? How can the Antichrist take control of my life? How can the Antichrist know where I am? This is the reason I'm talking about today, the subject, No Place to Hide. Because, ladies and gentlemen, through the technological advancement in the world today, the Antichrist will be able to find you wherever you are. No such thing as hiding. No such thing as changing your identification. No such thing as changing your dress. No such thing as being in a closet where you'll not be found. Will not be any such thing as you as a human being or any other human being hiding from the Antichrist. Ladies and gentlemen, today, the technology that we have will be used in the days of the Antichrist. We have microchips today that's in charge cards, cell phones, television sets, and now the move to implant microchips in human beings, supposedly to assist the medical need of human beings. Did you realize, ladies and gentlemen, the microchip that's been developed today started in 1985 and 86, put out by a company in Tampa, Florida, named the Veri, V-E-R-I, the Veri Chip Company. They introduced the microchip then in the late 80s. That microchip has been so highly refined and so highly developed today that it can be injected with a hypodermic syringe. It is less than the size of a grain of rice, and in California and other northwestern states, they are now requiring that veterinarians inject a microchip in the ear or in the fleshy part of the neck of an animal for you to be able to have that animal. And in that microchip, ladies and gentlemen, it has the capability of having everything stored about that animal and thus a human being. In fact, there's some companies today, ladies and gentlemen, that's already started the move to have babies microchipped at birth so that the pretense and the thought is that if that baby is abducted, if that baby is lost or stolen, that baby can be found any place on the globe by uplink satellite and that microchip identifying within a 36-inch space of where that individual would be. Ladies and gentlemen, that microchip will be used in the days of the Antichrist. Every human being eventually will be required to have that chip. This is why we find in the scripture where it's talking about the mark of the beast in the head or in the hand. Ladies and gentlemen, right now they're talking about the microchip being in the fleshly part of the hand between the thumb and the index finger where that fleshly part is. Some are talking about injecting it and putting it in the earlobe of a human being. Ladies and gentlemen, there are some states that are now requiring and wanting to have required on a national basis every baby at birth to have that microchip implanted in that child that will grow up then as an adult human being being chipped. And ladies and gentlemen, in that microchip, all medical records, all historical records, all driving records, all police records, all military records, everything about you can be stored in that chip and can be changed by uplink satellite or be added to by satellite control. Ladies and gentlemen, the Antichrist will use that technology. Today, when you turn your cell phone on, whether it's on or off, you are being traced with a microchip. You turn a television, if a television set has been purchased since 1995, it has the V-chip in it, it is called, and that microchip, whether your television is on or off, can be accessed by the federal government to put you on warning notices. Supposedly the benefit of that is if there's a national emergency that the federal government can turn your television set on and give you warning as to how to escape, how to leave, the escape routes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Everything that we embrace as technological advancement in society today is embraced and accepted based on the fact that it's good for us. But ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. When those microchips are implanted in human beings, and there's a major move for it today. In fact, some companies that are developing that, wanting to prove that it is safe, their top executives have been microchipping or having themselves microchipped for the past 36 months now to prove that it works. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't question whether it works or not. I'm certain that it does. The whole approach is to set the stage for the Antichrist when he steps on the scene. Today, ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing private. Through Facebook and Google and Twitter, et cetera, every purchase is monitored. Every bank account is monitored. Every internet search is traced. All your friends are linked. Every place that you communicate, every place that you go is recorded. Every person is traced. And there is a networking around the globe, ladies and gentlemen, that removes anything that's called personal privacy or security. Ladies and gentlemen, today, automobiles are equipped with technology that allows the government and the police, law enforcement, to locate you wherever you are, wherever you may be on the face of the globe. And that satellite system that will talk to that computer chip in your automobile, some manufacturers call it the OnStar system, will allow law enforcement, listen, just recently, law enforcement traced down an individual that had stolen a vehicle. They traced him down by uplink satellite, and by satellite, they shut the engine down in that automobile and locked the doors until law enforcement got there to extricate the individual from the driver's compartment in the car and arrest him. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't think that'll be used by the Antichrist when he steps on the scene, you got another thought coming. And I'm saying this, and perhaps you say, well, you're frightening me. I pray to God it frightens you. Frightens you into saying yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, because there'll be no place to hide when the Antichrist steps on the scene. Wherever you may be today, somehow, some way, with an uplink satellite chip, that chip is going to allow the enforcement, law enforcement, and the authorities to know where you are, what you're doing, and where you're going. Medical technology today with the microchip now allows doctors to regulate your medical care, to change the rate of your heart, to increase the rate of your heart, or to in some way manipulate your health by uplink satellite and that microchip that is now being utilized. In fact, some of the things that we think so wonderful, where your heartbeat can be monitored by your cell telephone, that same cell telephone and the chip in it with the modernization of the technological advancements minutes today, allows you to be traced and followed with that microchip that's in your phone. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, if your cell telephone is off, you are still traceable through the microchip in that cell telephone. And everything that we do, like the medical technology with the microchip and the chipping device for that, is viewed as being wonderful and good. And we embrace it, we use it, and we say how thankful we are. But ladies and gentlemen, everything that is in the technological advancement stages today will be advanced year by year to a greater level of total domination and total control for the Antichrist when he steps on the scene. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. In this technological world that we're in today, the Antichrist shall use it. Listen, even the money in your pocket, if you've got paper dollars in your pocket, whether it's a $1 bill or a $100 bill, it doesn't make any difference. Today's U.S. paper currency has now that metallic fiber that's within it, some with the fibrous strip, some that are unseen and invisible. The money that mechanism that's in the paper currency today in the U.S. money system allows the federal government to track you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was introduced on the basis that supposedly it would eliminate underground transactions, it would eliminate fraudulent money, it would eliminate some fraudulent currency, and will allow the federal government to be able to, if you please, shake out all drug money or illegitimate funds in America. But ladies and gentlemen, that is used to track it. In fact, I'm told by material that I've read that if you have a $100 bill, for example, you can bury it in the backyard if you want to, but uplink satellite as high as 30,000 feet up will be able to identify within a 36-inch span where that money is found. There's no such thing as saying that I have untraceable dollars in my closet, in my bedroom, in my bank, or wherever it may be, because the federal government is able to trace and track every dollar that's in the system today. And now, ladies and gentlemen, researchers at Vanderbilt University Medical Center in California call for the creation of a giant nationwide DNA database. Yes, you heard me right. Let me just read you a brief portion of a large article. Medical researchers at Vanderbilt University Medical Center in California called for the creation of a giant nationwide database, DNA database system. In a new paper published in the Journal of Science on Thursday, researchers suggest that the best way to protect genetic information might be for, listen, all Americans to deposit their data in a universal nationwide DNA database. End quote. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that is by way of research. That is by way of suggestion from a university. But, ladies and gentlemen, when it is discovered that that is beneficial to law enforcement, or beneficial to the federal government, or beneficial to state governments, in state after state after state, and ultimately on the federal level, it will become a federally required thing. This article further says medical researchers are now saying that since there's no real privacy anymore anyway, we must all just embrace the inevitable and voluntarily donate samples of our DNA for inclusion in a nationwide DNA database, presumably to be located in Washington, D.C. But ladies and gentlemen, remember in Revelation 13:17, it says, and that no man might be able to sell except that he hath the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no better indication of that than having your DNA. But ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. We have those today that have voluntarily gotten a DNA background check. Ancestry DNA is one of the primary ones, and on television and radio and in newsprint, you hear providing ads and pushing it. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, you might get that DNA test. You might get your report back, and you might rejoice in saying, look, I've discovered I'm 1/6 this and 1/10 that and 2/3 that. In fact, Pocahontas in Washington, what's her name, the legislator that said she was Indian, now discovers that she is no more Indian than I am. But yet, ladies and gentlemen, let me just suggest this. Once that DNA test is done, once the DNA bank has your information, there is no such thing as you having control over the use, the sale, and or access to that DNA. For several years now, we've seen the increased acceptance of having your DNA test done, supposedly discover your ancestry. And yet after your test is done, you have no control over who has access to your DNA profile. Ladies and gentlemen, this article about Vanderbilt University further states this: concerns about who can gain access to the genetic information gathered by consumer genetics testing websites has been on the climb since April, when police made an arrest in a decades-old serial murder case in California. To ensure the alleged Golden State killer, investigators trawled an open-source database popular with genealogy hobbyists to search the relatives of the possible suspect. Police found matches, and they got the man. This article further says, ladies and gentlemen, let me read your statement from it. The California case made clear that consumers have little control, if any, where their genetic information, and by extension, that their family members can wind up a potential privacy nightmare. Currently, law enforcement already has potential access to millions of people's data, and James Hazel, a researcher for Vanderbilt University Medical Center in Nashville, Tennessee, and the lead author of the paper, a universal system would be much easier to regulate, he says. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the bottom line. There's no place to hide. If we already have, if the nation's insight and governmental control agencies, law enforcement agencies, can find you wherever you may be, if there's a DNA database where it's accessible to law enforcement and to the federal government and to other governmental agencies, ladies and gentlemen, there'll be no place to hide. Literally no place to hide. Can you imagine, ladies and gentlemen, in the days of the Antichrist, if your DNA database is there, the and via the uplink satellite, via the microchip, via the access by internet, via the control that the Antichrist will have, and his demonically, satanically empowerment, he will be able to find you wherever you may be. But ladies and gentlemen, in the days of the tribulation, the Antichrist will have full, total control over every human being on the face of the globe. He will be demonically empowered. He will be satanically empowered. And all of the technology of today, in the future, he will have full information and full access and find you and destroy every person that refuses to worship him. There will be no place to hide. Ladies and gentlemen, here's another article about the ethical aspect of the DNA database. The title of this article says, "Is it ethical to have a national DNA database?" The National DNA Database has proved to be a valuable tool in the fight against crime. However, many people are concerned about how it has evolved from a database containing genetic information of convicted criminals to one that has information on a much wider group of people globally, end quote. This article further says, however, many people are against the idea of extending the DNA database because of the potential threat it has to our privacy. While a DNA profile provides very little information about someone, their DNA sample contains information that can reveal their ethnicity, it can reveal any susceptibility to diseases, and the risk of the database being misused is potentially high on a global basis. So, ladies and gentlemen, what I want us to understand, we're in a position today. The stage has been set. The curtain's about ready to be open when the Antichrist steps on the scene. That'll happen immediately following the rapture of the church. So, ladies and gentlemen, the question is, are you ready? Are you ready? Have you said yes to Jesus Christ? Have you made sure that you're sure that you're sure that you're saved? Ladies and gentlemen, the DNA database linked globally is what we're talking about with no place to hide. The microchip in everything and every place and all that's done and said. And the microchip will eventually be required in every human being. And it would be on the basis that it would be good for us. It will be good for the medical community. It will be good for law enforcement. It will be good for society in general. And it will be accepted. It will be embraced. And it will be inculcated into society. And that's setting the stage, ladies and gentlemen, for the Antichrist to step on the scene. Let me remind you of my book that was published this year, The Coming Antichrist. And I want to tell you this. I want to send you a copy. It's 144 pages, 7 chapters. I'll send you a copy of my book, The Coming Antichrist, free of charge. We'll pay the postage for any contribution, any donation made to sustain Let's Face the Issues broadcast. You can send your contribution to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. That's First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Every contribution in any amount will send you a free copy of The Coming Antichrist. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't suggest or recommend any greater tool in the hand of every Christian to be warned that you can warn others of the days coming when there'll be no place to hide. Thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you on the air even tomorrow as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 120 21 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.